Welcome to Hasidut Daily, 2 minutes of inspiration with Eli the Jew.
Shalom, my friends. Hope everybody's doing well. I wanted to share with you a quick thought. Last week, we spoke about how the first three words of the Torah and how the last letter of each word can spell the word Emet. I want to share with you a different Dvar Torah, but also a different teaching, but also a similar theme. All right, those first three letters of the Torah, Bereshit, Bara Elokim. Again, those the last letter of each one, Bereshit, Taf, Bara Aleph, Elokim Mem, can be switched around to spell Emet, which means truth. However, if you look at the next word over, Bereshit, Bara Elokim Et, you have the last letter there is Taf. So if you look at the second word, so the first word, the second word, the third word, the last letter of each one can be worked into spelling Emet, but it's not straightforward. If you look at the end of the third word, the end of the fourth word, there it's Bara Elokim Emet, which is the last letter of each one does spell Aleph Mem Tav in a straight way, which is the word Emet meaning truth in a straight way. So the Divrei Yecheskel, one of the great Hasidic masters, explains that this teaches us that at first there is truth in the world, but it's hidden, it's switched around. Things aren't exactly the way they need to be, but we need to work on it. There's truth there, but we need to work on it, ultimately to come to seeing truth. And that's the message here, that at first you have those letters of Aleph Mem Tav, but they're there, but you need to work on them in order to straighten them out. And then you come to the Aleph Mem Tav, that's straight truth. My friends, this is a message for us, of course, in life, wherever we are, we are. And we are being shown, Hashem is giving us capacity, power to go ahead and work on wherever we're at in order to bring some truth into our life, in order to bring goodness into ourselves, and to straighten out our situation. My friends, we should be blessed. Have a great year. Thank you for listening to the Hasidus Daily Podcast. For more inspirational content, including books, audio, and video presentations, visit ellythejew.com.